neck and broken ribs in his bedroom in Leicester in 2017. His father, Michael Davis, denied wrongdoing when he was questioned by police for the first time that same year.
How do you account for these injuries?
I didn't even know there was any of the injuries or anything, because he seemed fine, everything looked fine.
He was convicted of murder. The baby's mother, Kaylee Driver, was convicted of causing or allowing the death of a child. Rishi Sunak says extreme caution is needed regarding gender services in England after a major report found remarkably weak evidence to support treatments. The Prime Minister's been reacting to the CAS review. Among the first politicians to champion the cause of wrongly convicted sub-postmasters, says he was given the brush-off by the former boss of the post office. Lord Arbuthnot told the Horizon inquiry that he wasn't satisfied by Paula Vennell's response in 2012 over concerns he'd raised about faulty software. He says he was also frustrated by government inaction in 2009.
Since the government owned the post office, I assumed that the government would be in a position to sort it out. But they were saying, no, not me, Gov.
Miss Fennell says she's truly sorry for the devastation caused to the sub-postmasters. Anyone convicted of assaulting a shop worker in England and Wales could be jailed for up to 6 months. The government's announced it's making a separate criminal offence. A report claims a powerful animal tranquilizer known as Trank has been found in the UK's illegal drugs market. It's already widespread in the US. And a second pitch inspection will take place at Dens Park ahead of tonight's Scottish Premiership game between Dundee and Rangers. More heavy rain is forecast. That's the latest. I'm Tanya Snuggs.
This is Phoenix FM.
Thanks very much to Tanya.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Right, let's look at the weather. The sunshine has disappeared. Clouds have appeared in Brentwood and it will be cloudy for the rest of the afternoon. The slight possibility of rain around about 4 o'clock, 50% chance. After that it lessens, and overnight there shouldn't be any rain at all into Thursday, which will be possibly, yeah, should be a dry day, but again cloudy, might be a little bit of sunshine in the afternoon. By Friday though we're starting to see some sunny weather and some dry weather, so Friday 19 degrees and some sunshine. Saturday is the same, and Sunday about 15 degrees, but we should get a nice little bit of sunshine for the next couple of days from Friday onwards.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
A very good afternoon. You're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix FM. I've only had one coffee so far this morning. It's terrible. I need to go to the dentist. I got kicked off from the NHS. I told you about that. I hadn't been for 2 years thinking that I was saving myself money, because you know how expensive it is to go to the dentist. And when I rang up, they said, oh, no, you're not on the NHS anymore. I said, but I was. No, you didn't come in for 2 years, so now you're not on our system. Would you like to come back as a private patient? And I went, no, I'd rather pay somebody else. I'm not going to be paying that lot. I wasn't that good dentist in the first place. Michelle, Mrs. Angry. So I've got to find a dentist because part of my tooth is missing. And there's no pain, but there will be. So I need to get it set sorted. I did some flossing. I don't floss all the time. I know you meant to. I did some flossing the other night. Was it yesterday? And I quite like it. I quite like flossing, but it can be a little bit, I don't know, my teeth feel nice and clean today, but there is a hole in my tooth. And I've got, at the back, you see, I've got on the top right, bottom left, I had the chewy teeth. That's not what they're called. The chewing teeth taken out. So I was over in Ireland and I just said, take one of them, needed to come out. And I think I had two teeth taken out. Because that was €70. And it was cheaper than having crowns and a load of work, so it's fine. But that's meant is that I've been chewing on my left side, which has got my little molars, and big molars. And the one that takes all the impact is now broken. If I lose that, I won't be able to escape properly. I'll have to nibble it at the front of my mouth like some sort of gerbil. Who wants to take me out to dinner when I do that? I do like a bit of steak, only now and again. Probably about once every sort of, I don't know, 6 weeks, I like steak, but not all the time, because otherwise you spoil it for yourself. And I like fillet steak. I'm just telling you, just in case you were taking me out for dinner. And medium rare. I don't want to see too much blood when I cut. If it's swimming in blood when I cut a piece of meat, I'm like, no, I don't want that piece of meat. It puts me, it makes me, psychologically, it makes me feel sick. But if you cook it and you rest it, that's the whole thing, resting a steak. As long as you rest meat, it is absolutely fine. Then it becomes all tender and delicious. I'm sorry, I'm talking about food. I don't know why. Oh, morning, Nick. Just saying hello to Nick there from Jojo Man Band. Francesca's still got the large spider in a bucket. If anyone's any good with spiders, let me know. I'll pass you on to Francesca. She's only in Brentwood. You might be able to turn up and help her with the spider in the bucket, which she can't move at the moment because she's too frightened. We've got new music coming up, and then we've got an exclusive first play for Colin Lee and Hypnotist, who has done the remix on this, which is called Reconnected. We're going to be playing that for you in a while. First off, let's get a little bit of Nile Rodgers and Chic with Sober. Hello.
Yeah, the weekend's here, and I know your normal routine, baby. You ain't got no fear, but it's okay, because you're living so good. Yeah, it feels so right. But when that liquor's out the system, baby, we on a different rhythm all day. When you're dancing to the music, I know that you're gonna lose it all. But you're pushing me away. I hate to stand and look at you as you go on your way. But it's okay, it's okay. But it's all good, cause the weekend's almost over. You'll be back just like you should. But when that liquor's in our system, baby, we gonna be the rhythm all day. When you're dancing to me, I know that you're gonna lose it. She only loves me when she's so good.
Now, coming up on Friday, in the studio is going to be Amy Baker and Tommy as well. Can't wait for the guys to come in. Amy's got a brand new album out, and she's going to give us an exclusive first play of her track. Plus, she's going to be singing live. Can't wait for that. She's an amazing singer-songwriter from Essex. If you haven't seen her or checked her out, you must do, because she's incredible. I'm going to play you one of her older tracks when she was on the show. This is called If We Want to Be Free, and this is Amy Baker. Don't forget, she's 5:30 this Friday.
I've heard your dirty lines. I know your every move. You got away with it before. This time I found the truth. The words between the lines. Soon I'll be knocking at your door. It's time to show your head. Follow through. What is the game you play? Nothing's your right, I'll say. It always makes me feel so blue. Why we never play into this?
that the words come from within. It's such a long, long road. We gotta read the signs with no real end in view. I wake another day, I heard somebody say,
in the studio on Friday. That is Amy Baker. I love her voice. Johnny, who is also her boyfriend, is an amazing guitarist as well. And you're going to be in for a treat here on Friday when they're in the studio. Plus, we've got the exclusive from her album as well. And if you want to support independent artists, as I always say, go and check out their socials. You'll find Amy Baker online across social media and all the other artists that I play on my show. Go and like their socials. That costs you nothing. Going out to see a band might cost you a couple of pence. Lots of times it's actually doesn't cost you hardly anything at all, but it just means that we can keep independent music going. I think Hotbox, again, we did actually talk to the owner of Hotbox probably about 6 months ago now, and that's another venue to go and check out in Chelmsford, because places like that run at a loss, and he's trying to do a lot of really good things for local musicians, and it's just people turning up, really. And once you get into the swing of it, especially when they do their open sort of nights, which are free, they're great to go in, but you know, there's a bar there, so you can, you know, it's adding to a bit of revenue, because we want to keep these places going. You know, a lot of pubs and stuff are all shutting down, it's good to have these venues open for musicians so they can you know, get their music heard. It's really, really tough out there for a lot of musicians, and even the medium-sized bands as well. You know, the bands that you might have seen maybe 10 years ago that go on to, they can't afford to go on tour anymore. It's ridiculous the amount of money the venues want, and they want a percentage of the merchandise and all the rest of the stuff as well. So it's always good to support local music as best you can, and also liking a page. Come on, it's free, don't cost you nothing, does it? A little like, a little comment, we all like that, gives us a boost. Here's the remix. This is Bob Marley and Wailers jamming the Fisher rework.
Yeah. for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. Book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
Want some improvements you've always dreamed of without breaking the bank? Thanks to SEHBAC, you can now transform your home for less. We're offering up to 40% off our extensive range of high-quality windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Plus, 2 years interest-free finance available. Get the inspiration you need and breathe new life into your home at a price you can afford by visiting your nearest SEHBAC showroom or SEHBAC.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Phoenix FM.
we should have some new music. That is the Rolling Stones with Mess It Up. Before that, we had Kylie Minogue with Better Than Today. Now I've got a first play exclusive. Thank you so much to Hypnotist for sending me the track. It is the remix of a track by Colin Lee, who is the vocalist on this. It's called Reconnected, and this is going to be the very first play. So thank you very much, guys, for sending the track in, and we'll be hearing it again. So this is Colin Lee with Reconnected, and it is a Hypnotist remix.
Don't assume that you know what I'm thinking. You know what I mean, hey. You know you need to matter up, gotta turn it up, reconnect a broken mind. Cause heaven is a level up, gotta hang it up, someone's talking on your mind. I will lead you to the changes, with your days and weeks you'll find. You're reconnected. Reconnected. Run to you from a distance. Coming through. It's a matter of, gotta turn it up.
That is wow. Colin Lee with Hypnotist remix of Reconnected. Let's go back to the 80s. Here's Bow Wow Wow. I want candy.
Yeah.
if only I could tell you what Bob's telling me, studio, but I can't, so I won't. You all right there, Bob?
Here I am.
Was that Bob's very quiet? I can't hear him.
Yes, hello.
Hello, Bob. Looking lovely in your lovely blue shirt.
Thank you. Matches my eyes.
It does.
Yes.
And not your lips, though, because that'd be a medical emergency if it was. Yeah. You just go, why are you wearing blue lipstick? I'm not. Call for an ambulance immediately, and one will get here within 5 hours. hopefully not.
How are you doing, my dear?
I'm fine, thank you. Yeah. Good. Yes, I've had a great show. I've been playing. Great. Today, played Amy Baker, who's going to be on Friday singing live. Okay. She's awesome. And Tommy Vegas, who's an awesome guitarist as well. I've seen him play live too. Both Essex-based. And I also play Hypnotist with his works. And Colin Lee with a new song called Reconnected. Got an exclusive on that. And an exclusive on Friday with Amy's new album and song.
You're amazing with all this new music you get, aren't you?
Yeah, well, I'm so lucky that people send it in to me. So I'm just really, really pleased.
Well, I might have a bit of country pop coming up on the show. In a few weeks' time, because somebody sent me some music by Jody McKay, and it's really, really good, and I'm looking forward to hopefully getting Jody in the studio in the next few weeks. Meanwhile, would you like to know what's coming up on my show?
Yes, I would.
Oh, you would. Okay. nothing, really.
Well, there we go.
No, we'll have all the usual stuff. Talking about a new weekly walk and talk group in Billericay. Got a song for Daphne, of course. A bit of a difference to Song for Daphne this week, but I'm not going to tell you now. You'll have to stay tuned to find out.
Is it a song not for Daphne?
No. Well, actually, yes, you're right. You're right. But
not in the good books,
I can't go into that at the moment. I was going to do this last week, but I ran out of time. But why we might be getting music from Marvin Gaye.
Ooh.
Even though he's not been around for 40 years.
Yeah.
Some new stuff has been discovered.
Fantastic.
And, all the usual stuff, really. Me and the listener and travel news and...
Well, you're setting it well now. You've gone from a high into a low then.
Well, I'm all excited. I can't help it.
Yeah, well, that's the way he feels when he comes into the studio.
My daughter's coming from Australia.
Yay!
Visit.
Yeah. And, not just for a cup of tea. She's actually staying.
Yes. She's staying for a while. And, of course, I'm really looking forward to seeing her. And we're going to have lots of fun.
There is a video somewhere. I don't think it's up online. But when she came back a time, because she's been working away, hasn't she? And there's a video where Bob opens the door and wasn't expecting to see your daughter. And it was a complete shock. And you ended up having a very strange accent, didn't you, when you were at the door? Because you were...
I don't think I sound Japanese or something.
You did. What are you doing?
What are you all doing here?
You did, didn't you? It was like... And you didn't... And I think it was the shock of the whole thing just affected your speech and everything.
It was. I was totally gobsmacked.
Yeah.
Turned into Little Mr... Whatever he was in Japan.
Yeah, it was just amazing that. Because you were completely... When you opened the door, it was like... Because she was filming you, wasn't she?
It was
a really wonderful moment. I said you should open the door with maybe a Yorkshire accent this time and try a different... Just keep doing a series over the years.
You're doing here?
Now, last week on your show, as I was driving away, I heard you... But I'm going to play it for people now. I've been playing it all week. I do like Beyonce. I think she's an amazing performer.
Yeah.
I'm not really sort of a Beyonce listener, I wouldn't say. Okay. But the new song Bodyguard, which I've been hearing, is fantastic.
It is.
I liked that one. Love it. All right.
Mm-hmm.
But Blackbird, which is one of my favourite songs.
Yeah.
You played it last week,
and
I went, oh, in the car. I was like, wow, what a great version. Because it's such a simple song, and it would be so easy to get it totally wrong.
Well, that was what I was concerned about. And the first time I heard it, I'm really not sure about that. And then it grew on me and grew on me, and I love it to bits.
Yeah, I think it is really well done. Because with a voice like that, the tendency is you could over-sing it.
Yep.
And you could make it, like, you know, aggravating somebody's ear. Just listening to Paul McCartney's version and somebody that goes over the place, and I mean in tune, but it can be too much. But she's done a beautiful, arrangement.
Part of the beauty of the original song is its simplicity, and it's just a good song, and it's well sung by Beyonce.
And you mentioned that this is the original guitar by Paul McCartney.
Yes, I believe it is. They've used the backing track and even his foot taps.
Yeah. So here, I'm going to play it for you now. This is inspired by Bob listening to his show as I was driving home last week. This is Beyonce with Blackbird.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take his broken wings and learn to fly. All your life, you were only waiting for this moment to arise. You were only waiting for this moment to arise. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these sunken eyes and learn to see. All your life, you were only waiting for this be free, blackbird, fly, blackbird, fly into the light of a dark black singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly.
Learn to fly.
All your life, you were only waiting for this moment to arise. You were only waiting for this moment to arise. You were only waiting for this moment to arise.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m, contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
Is your child struggling to achieve their best in English or maths? At Guided Learning, we want to support your child to be more confident in their learning. If their school says that they're below expectations or not being challenged enough, then face-to-face sessions with our fully qualified teachers can help. Google us at Guided Learning Brentwood to see how we can help your child achieve their best.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Phoenix FM.
Into my
If only I could see what we're talking about. I always say that about when the guys come into the studio. They are called the Eat My Brunch Boys. Do you like that? That's a good name, isn't it?
Oh, yes. I've always wanted to be one of your boys.
You're not. You're the 1, 2, 3 boys.
Oh, yeah.
You can join Scott Ross, Bob Simpson, Roy Tyzak, and Patrick Schering weekdays between 1 and 3. The boys. Back in town.
Oh, we'll clip that one up. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you like that one? Yeah. I like that. That'd be good. You go, the boys are back in town, and then just do a jingle with all your little bits of you saying hello and do a little montage, couldn't you?
Yeah.
Make sure you get the most in, though, you know.
Oh, what, for me?
Yeah. It's like just talking, not the rest of them.
No, the others won't.
Don't give Scott Ross any more just because he's got 2 shows a week.
No. That's enough, isn't it?
That's enough for anyone. Now, coming up soon, my guest is going to be Stephen Foster Pilkington. He's going to be playing live in the studio, not next week, the week after. Yeah. Has he been on your show?
He has. What a man. Strangely enough, I was listening to some of his music on the way here.
Oh, no.
And really good stuff.
Yeah. Oh, I feel bad now. Have I pinched your guest? I didn't know.
No, it's fine. It's fine.
I wonder if you're listening. You know, I'm terribly sorry. I didn't know.
No, it's absolutely fine. We share and share alike, don't we?
We do, but then I get angry. If my guests are on another show, then I can't bear it.
Beware the wrath of Michelle.
Yeah, I'm like, sorry, did you go on that? Did you play your new song? Yeah. I saw you in the studio twice last year, but you went on to the show. Was it the show on Drive Time? It's got a very, very popular show. Did you go on that one with Joe? I have to check, you see.
You jealously.
And then I messaged Joe going, did you have that guest on, Joe? No reply. No, I'm kidding.
I'm very careful to check with you when I get my guest.
No, it's not that. We do share guests occasionally. The only thing we can't do if it's a guest is you come on my show and then go on Bob's the following week. No, so normally it's fine because you want to get different audiences. So we don't mind. I've just messaged Joe, not about that, about something else, actually. Yeah. But I don't get to cross over with Joe. I only see Joe with either on our message group that we've got, or sometimes when we've got events.
Yeah, you'd get on a storm, you two.
We do. We normally have quite a good laugh. We were watching that football match, weren't we, at Christmas?
Oh, yeah.
When we were meant to be having our Christmas party.
Oh, well, that's right, yeah.
And then Siobhan turned up with that beautiful sparkly dress. Yeah. I was wearing a jumper. I felt really underdressed then. Me and Joe were right in our jeans and jumpers and everything, and Siobhan turned up. And congratulations to Siobhan Copeland, who has announced her engagement.
Indeed.
And it was her birthday the other day, so we've all sent our... best wishes. Yeah. Lovely engagement ring.
Yeah.
Little heart on it.
Oh.
Yeah, just in case you're interested and you wanted to get me something. Yeah. Francesca sending a message now. What's she doing now? She's still probably frightened about that spider.
Yeah, I didn't know about the spider.
A spider in the bucket, but never mind. Mm. 12:51, let's do some traffic and travel. I've already done traffic and travel.
I don't know. Oh. That must be your show.
Right, let's have a quick look at the traffic and the traffic. He likes James O'Brien. Right, so do I, actually. Now, Brook Street roundabout is looking fine. Heading down towards Lakeside is clear. And up towards the M11, no problems. Very busy around Wilson's Corner in all directions at the moment. And also by Shenfield as well, Shenfield Station. There are some temporary traffic signals. A1023 Chelmsford Road near Alexander Lane. Also on Priest Lane, both ways at St Andrew's Place. And you've got them at Thornton Country Park on the Avenue, both ways to Ingrave Road. That's two-way temporary traffic signals. It's flowing nicely. Still got the roadworks ongoing and some nighttime closures between junction 13 and 16. That's between the B1002 and the B1007.
Phoenix FM's guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Now, the Big Cheese Comedy Night is at Billericay Town FC on Friday the 12th of April at the new Lodge Bruntswall Road, Billericay. Performances by Fiona Allen, Misha Hall, Louis McLean, and the evening's host is Josh James. Tickets are only £15. Starts at 8 p.m. It's been getting rave reviews. Lots and lots and lots of people have been going to these events over the last 6 months or year or so, and it's just getting bigger and bigger. Make sure you get there early because you want to be sat at the back.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Gallery. Visit us at 1 Cotfold Road, Brentwood. Call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
And a quick mention as well for Brentwood Food Bank. We've got an April update. Now, everybody did so well over Easter and they fed 153 local people in one session. And also, you donated lots of Easter eggs, which they were really pleased. And they brought a lot of joy to the clients' children. It was a small treat. But it doesn't stop the poverty and hunger that so many are experiencing. Now, if you've got some extra items, they're looking for things like meatballs, tins of salmon, sardines, mackerel soups, tinned veg, sugar, bags of rice, biscuits, coffee, and also things like shampoo, shower gel, deodorants, toothpaste, and sanitary towels. Don't forget, it isn't just about food. When you're running a house or you're trying to provide for a family, those things like the shampoo and shower gel all add up, as do sanitary towels, Tampax, things like that. So if you've got anything extra you can put in your basket, then do get in contact with the Brentwood Food Bank and they will be very, very happy to receive your donation. Now, my guest in a couple of weeks is going to be Stephen Foster Pilkington. Here he is with Can't Run Away From Myself.
I can't run away from myself. Wish I could be somebody else. No matter what I do, no matter where I go, I can't run away from myself. Here I go from town to town. Will I ever settle down? Tell me what I'm running from. Tell me just before. Wish I could be somebody else. No matter what I do, no matter where I go, I can't run away from myself. I
somebody else. No matter what I do, no matter where I go, I can't run away from myself. When I leave this life one day, is it oblivion or lightning ray? Some might say it's not the end. Up or down, does that depend? Will the in the same? Will I still say I can't run away from myself? Wish I could be somebody else.
Have a great afternoon. I'll be back tomorrow. Thanks to Gemma from the Big Sing. Don't forget that concert's here in May. Do check it out. It's going to be absolutely fantastic. I'll be back tomorrow with more. Stay tuned. Bob's up next.
Wish I could be somebody else. No matter what I do, no matter where I go,
hi, I'm Bob Simpson, and I hope you can spend some time in my company every Wednesday from 1 to 3pm, when I'll be in the chair here at Phoenix FM for 1, 2, 3. I'll be keeping you up to date with all the goings-on in Brentwood and Billericay, playing the best music in town, talking to local people, and hopefully having a few laughs. Phoenix FM, true local radio for local people. See you Wednesday.
My name if you don't like me.
Not a thing you do excites me. I'ma have to get a little bit spicy.
Oh.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.